Virtualization has emerged as a powerful technology for the modern data center. The ability to do more work on less hardware is an attractive prospect that can improve efficiency and save money. But virtualization also comes with its own set of challenges. Adding virtual machines can stress underlying hardware and network resources. To make matters worse, traditional system management tools are often ill-equipped to analyze resource allocation in a virtual environment, leaving IT administrators without the ability to realize the advantages virtualization could offer. In this podcast, we'll discuss virtualization-aware system management tools and how they can help improve performance in a virtualized data center. Hello, I'm Nick Martin, Assistant Site Editor with SearchDataCenter.com, and I'm here with Brian Posey, a freelance technical writer with 2 decades of IT experience. Brian is also an active contributor to SearchDataCenter.com. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Virtualization-aware tools are an important part of system management, but how do those virtualization-aware tools differ from traditional management tools?
Well, you have to remember that one of the key aspects of any management tool is its ability to monitor the servers that are being managed and to report any problems that may be occurring or about to occur, and in some cases to take corrective actions. But one of the challenges that's introduced by virtualization is that performance monitor counters, which are a lot of times used in the management and monitoring, tend to be greatly skewed in virtual server environments. So the management tool that you're using needs to be able to tell the difference between a host server, a virtual machine, and a standalone physical server, because all of those need to be monitored in slightly different ways to overcome the skew that occurs.
Okay. How much lab testing is really needed before rolling out new management tools for a virtual environment?
Well, that's an interesting question because there's two different ways that you could look at that. You could approach it from the standpoint of how well your organization would be able to function after the adoption of the tool. In that case, some of the things that you would have to consider going in are, do you already have another management tool or set of tools in place? If so, are you going to be completely abandoning that tool? Or is there going to be a transition period when you're using both of them? If you haven't been using a management tool previously, is there any reason that if something were to occur, you can't continue using your manual management technique that you had been using? The other way that you could look at that question is from the perspective of determining whether or not your investment in the tool is worthwhile. In that case, I would say do some very extensive testing and only purchase the licenses and deploy the tool once you're comfortable that the tool really is going to address all of the needs that you have.
What kind of fallback plans should be in place in the event of problems with new management tools?
Well, I think you need to have a two-tier approach to fallback. You don't want to just abandon everything at the first sign of problems. So I would say if problems occur, first step is to call tech support for the tool that you just purchased. It could be that the problem is something simple that they can easily resolve over the phone. You know, maybe it's something related to a learning curve that you just haven't encountered yet. But if you call and tech support's stumped or it looks like it's going to be a problem that takes a little while to sort out, then you need to have a procedure for basically reverting to whatever management technique you were using before. But that's assuming that management is critical, that you can't go a day or two without your management software. So you need to assess how much of a need there is to be able to access that tool immediately versus how long it's going to take to fix the problem.
What type of capabilities or feature set should an IT staff expect from a virtualization-aware system management tool?
Well, again, I think it depends on your needs. Every package out there is different, and every organization's needs are different. But just off of the top of my head, a few things that I can think of is, first and foremost, the tool should be easy to use. I've seen some management tools out there that you pretty much need a PhD in computer science to be able to set them up and use them, and the information that it provides is convoluted. So look for something that is going to give you information through a simplified dashboard interface that can immediately tell you the status of the systems that you're managing and monitoring. Also, the tool should be able to analyze event log information in real time across all of your systems and alert you to any conditions that need your attention before those conditions become problematic. Also, a good management tool should be able to tell you when you need to allocate additional resources to your virtual machines. That's something that tends to happen quite a bit in virtual server environments and something that you generally need to react to fairly quickly. And one more thing that tends to be really important is your tool needs to be cross-platform capable. Just because you're using all VMware or all Hyper-V today doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to be the case tomorrow. And you need to know that you're going to have the flexibility of being able to bring in cross-platform systems without having to completely abandon your management tools.
Can you explain the trade-offs between third-party system management tools and those available from virtualization vendors?
Well, I don't know. The word trade-off implies that organizations are forced to do an either-or, choose solely between the tools that come from the virtualization vendors or go with a third-party tool. In some cases, those tools don't even address the same areas. A lot of times the third-party tools fill in gaps that are left by the virtualization vendor tools. So a lot of times it's possible and even advantageous to use both. One example of that, for example, is tools like the Hyper-V Manager and the vSphere client are really good for provisioning new virtual machines, but they don't really do very much when it comes to monitoring those machines. So you could address that gap by using a tool like, say, Quest's vFoglight. So basically, you just want to make sure you've got all of your bases covered, whether that means using all third-party or using a mixture of third-party and the tools that come from the virtualization vendors. I don't think there's really a right or wrong way to approach the problem as long as your needs are being met.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank Brian Posey for joining us and offering his thoughts on virtualization system management tools. I'm Nick Martin, and you can learn more about virtualization management at searchdatacenter.com.